This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rolls Oconee Historical Society, a booklet at the Rolls O Museum published and written by G. Arnold Grefthen in 1973, contains many interesting stories about Rolls Oconee in its earliest days of pioneer settlement. I've read several already, and here's another, mostly about what entertained those early people. I can well remember the first medicine show when it came to Winoska. It was called the Keystone Comedy Company. They held their shows and sold their pills in the community hall. They had capacity crowds, and everyone enjoyed the shows very much. Between acts and during intermission, they would peddle their pills and oils, guaranteed to cure all the ills of man and beast. They did a land office business and came back every year for several years. They would stay at Winoska for a week to 10 days during each such yearly visit. Also with the show was a fellow who claimed to be a dentist. He pulled teeth at 50 cents each. No anesthetic was used. He generally did his dental work in the hall in daytime. On the west and south outside walls of the hall were big signs reading, "Dentist here today." I, being 12 or 13 years old at the time, and with some of my buddies, would sneak up and hide beneath the open windows and listen to the bellows, grunts, and groans, and sometimes curses coming from patients having teeth extracted. I never heard of any such patients having any lasting ill effects from the dental surgery. It did, however, provide a lot of entertainment for the boys in the neighborhood, as long as they didn't have to get a tooth pulled themselves. Also very much on the scene in those days were the religious tent meetings. These were also well attended and held during the warm summer months. Another attraction which often came our way was Olle I. Skratholt, the Swedish performer, who entertained his audiences with Swedish songs and acts and the grand music of his accordion players. The Olle Skratholt and Company shows were so popular that Winoska people who had seen the performance would go to Malung or other communities to see it again and again when the show was given in those communities. And the same was the case when the shows were held in Winoska, people who had recently seen it in their own communities coming to Winoska to see this show again. An incident happened during my first year at school. It was a few days before Christmas, and the snow was already quite deep. During one noon hour, the pupils were playing along the riverbank a short distance to the east of the schoolhouse. Across the river, there was a tall spruce. Three of the bigger boys decided to cross the river and climb the spruce. The biggest of the boys said, "I'm going to climb it first. You two wait till I come down, then you can climb it." The boy was soon at the very top of the tree. The two boys below decided to play a trick on the one in the tree, one of them striking a match and setting fire to the lower limbs of the tall spruce. The lower part of the tree was soon ablaze. One of the bigger girls had meanwhile told the teacher what was going on. The teacher, upon seeing the blazing tree, was terrified and started wringing her hands, screaming, "Come down, come down!" The boy in the treetop laughing and waving at the teacher. Suddenly, he slid down the outside branches, and when just above the fire, leaped outward and plunged through the outer edges of the flames, landing in the deep snow unhurt. The boys were reprimanded severely for what they had done, but escaped further punishment. Eric, a friend of mine, told me the following. My father owned a team of oxen. These oxen were used to pull the breaking plow in opening or plowing newly cleared land. It was the job of my brother and I to plow or break up a certain amount of cleared land daily. When we had plowed the daily quota, we would be free to go swimming, one of us handling the plow while the other drove the oxen. On this particular day, my brother was handling the plow and I was driving the oxen. We had plans for getting done early that day in order to get to the swimming hole sooner. I had cut a willow switch to use on the oxen in an effort to move them faster than their slow, regular gait. The switch had no effect on the oxen. They would not move any faster. Suddenly, the oxen decided it was time to take a rest and to lie down, refusing to rise, despite liberal use of the willow switch and the assorted kicks and urgings of my brother and I. While this was going on, my father appeared on the scene. The tables were now turned, my brother and I each receiving a good whipping from the same willow switch we had used on the oxen. my father in a stern tone of voice informing us that there would be no more plowing that day and no swimming either. Another incident related to me by the same friend who told me the foregoing. My brother and I had the daily job of cleaning the barn. This was a tedious task. There was much manure to load on the wheelbarrow and wheel out. The barn housed, in addition to the cattle, a separate division where a flock of sheep were kept. One day, we decided to play a trick on our stern father. After cleaning the barn thoroughly, we gathered up a couple of gallon pails full of sheep dung and dumped it behind the oxen. Then, running to the house and pretending great excitement and agitation, informed our father, "There must be something wrong with the oxen. Their manure looks so strange today." Our father hurried to the barn and, upon investigation, said there must be something very wrong with the oxen. "One of you go and get Bernd Thompson to come at once and tell him to hurry." Bernd was very good at taking care of livestock and considered an authority in the community on the ills of livestock and what to do in such cases. Bernd, upon looking over, said that is sheep dung. "How can that be?" our father answered. "There are no sheep in here, so there must be something very wrong." Bernd, insisting again it was sheep dung and that the oxen were all right, telling our father, "You come out here yourself early in the morning before the barn is cleaned, and you will see for yourself." Taking his leave, Bernd looked at my brother and I with a faint, knowing smile on his face. In the morning, the oxen were okay again. Our father had stayed up most of the night to watch his oxen. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.